Support for KYK's Talk Line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at BethelFuel.com.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself. Myself. Oh, there we go. Much better. Welcome to TalkLine. This is Diane McGachran, and I'm here for the next 90 minutes to take your calls. I'm open to any. The show is for you to weigh in on opinions you have, gratitude that you want to share. I've even read poetry over the air that people have sent in. You can be anonymous for your calls and your emails, and we're going to go right to our first caller, John Nick. Good morning, John.
Good morning,
welcome to TalkLine.
This morning, I had a call from Medicare, Medicaid. You've got to watch some of these calls now that we've got a stimulus package going here.
Yeah.
And you've got to watch some of these scammers now. Anything legit like Medicare, Medicaid, and any government issues that go upon you, they don't ask for no requests on the phone. Everything is in written form, so be cautious what information you give out on the line. Always remember, if Medicaid, Medicare, or any other agency want to get a hold of you, they're going to write you a letter. They ain't going to be talking about it on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Just be aware of that, because right now all that money, stimulus money, a lot of scammers are going to be hungry for that money, and they're going to feed upon the gullible, you know, and the people couldn't easily be swayed by talking things that ain't really true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you call scamming.
I'm glad you wrote that I'm glad you called in about that, because they can also scam you through your telephone.
Yeah,
so you might get a text message.
That's why I was saying, don't give out any information pertinent to anything like Medicare, Medicaid, and the Social Security benefits and everything like that. Don't give no information on it. If they want it, they'll give you a written form. So, you know, be thoughtful of that. You don't want somebody ripping you off.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up since I had one this morning, and I automatically deleted it.
Oh.
You know,
well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, you got to watch these type of people. They prey upon the helpless and the gullible, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when I get the text messages, it'll be like from a pharmacy or some other kind of thing like that. I just go ahead and block that call.
Yeah, and I want a lot of money and a lot of grocery things, too, on the phone.
Yeah,
tell me, okay, how come I'm an idiot not doing it? Well, I feel like saying, well, all the idiots might fall to your street, but I'm not one of them.
No, that's good. Very good.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone, please be safe. Cold out there again today. And
yeah, today.
Of course, you warm up again tomorrow.
Yep, that's
bundle
right.
Bundle up if you're going places and be prepared even for rain. It don't look like it, but you never notice the weather. It comes on all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's going to be a big change tomorrow.
Yeah, oh boy.
To 20-something, above zero.
Well, it fluctuates. It teases the spring here and then spring tomorrow again.
I know. That's so true. It's teasing
us. You just got to bundle up and be careful. And everybody going out ice fishing now, please bring your trash home and stuff. And don't leave them on the river.
Mm.
You know. We need pristine river for the fish to accumulate more. Anything like land, animals, hunting and all that. You know, use your common sense. That's what the land gives you.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you,
Dad.
Everyone
have a good, safe weekend. And please, dress warm and watch out. The roads might be slippery.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, thanks to John for that kind of warning for different scams. We're going to go to Fritz from Bethel. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Woke up pretty cold this morning. What was it, about minus 19?
Yes. Crazy.
Yeah, it was. But anyways, came to my attention about a week ago, I guess, and got pretty out of hand. And apparently, hate to say it, but, you know, it's people from upriver of Bethel, Akichuk to be exact. That's all I'll name. I know who the person is, but I'm not going to mention any names on here. But this one particular person is making a big fuss about people from down coastal area saying stealing their wood. But, you know, we should be working together to support each other out here. It's not right fighting against each other. You know, we should all be helping out each other. And, you know, come springtime, the people from upriver that want seals or walrus or what have you, you know, we always they always welcome them downriver. But their main deal is pick up the trash after the, around the camping area. That's the huge issue at, you know, not to bring alcoholic beverages because, you know, you're out there hunting, trying to gather subsistence food and don't need alcohol to destroy someone's life or property. You know, could be an accident or what have you. But, yeah, it's, this used to be a huge problem before your time, coming on there. There used to be a huge battle between, upriver and downriver getting woods and, or getting, picking berries. And we welcome everybody going downriver to go pick berries because there's plentiful. There's enough for everybody that wants to go berry picking or seal hunting or, uh-huh, bird hunting down in the coast. You know, it works both ways. That's the way it should be working. And to the person who's probably listening, I hope he's listening. You know, it's no one thing belongs to one person or one entity in the Kuskokwim River. Look at the moose. Years ago, the TKC made a huge fuss about the moose and people using their land, and now they're charging people that are not TKC shareholders or members X amount of hundreds of dollars to camp on their land. Now look at all the moose that we have downriver. You know, it's one of the native, our elders that used to speak of, you know, it's not right fighting over certain animals or plants or trees. You know, that's going to be a huge impact towards the native entities out here in the Kuskokwim Delta. So, and then this Donlin Gold, it's probably going to happen. You know, it's coming without. To me, it's illegally that's been brought up to the shareholders, which was not voted on from the shareholders. It was all from the board of directors. And what are they going to do when there's a huge a spill up there in Donlin Creek, Donlin Gold? You know,
there's
is Calista going to provide subsistence needs for every household in the Kuskokwim Delta, including fish, moose, caribou, birds? those are all going to disappear when there is a huge incident at the Stoneland Gold. Not if, but when. And it will happen. And there's no amount of money that can replace our moose, our caribou, or whatever we eat from the Kuskokwim. It's all intertwined together. So that's all I have, Diane. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you called, Fritz. We appreciate that. Just a reminder that when you call in, if our phones are all tied up, the phone that you're calling in on will just ring and ring and ring, so it seems as if we're ignoring you, but we're not. So if it keeps ringing continuously, go ahead and try one of the other numbers or try again. We're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Neboskia. Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad the prior caller, Fitzgerald, brought out important subjects. I'm originally from Akachuk, and it's kind of disheartening and embarrassing to hear that those people are complaining about a renewable resource where dead life trees become dead over years. And those people that want to get wood, I welcome them. There's a small parcel of land that belongs to Akachuk in the Guik River. He is right, but majority of it belongs to some private native allotments and Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. So, yeah, Tongue River people are welcome to get woods. Never mind that person who's complaining. I don't know who he is, but I hope they're listening. Because he is right. There are people from upriver that always go downriver to hunt seals and, you know, have springtime fresh food. And then as for Donnelling Gold, you know, I'm glad that the people way before us had selected that, especially from Crooked Creek, had selected that land to protect what was underneath that land. That way, Tsalista got subsurface rights from the surface owners. Anything underneath of what the corporation owns, local corporation owns, Tsalista has the rights to that. As for the other renewable resources, such as fish, they've been slowly for the past 10 to 15 years, especially the kings, you know, going down. I grew up fishing the Kuskokwim River, starting from wooden boats. And I used to hear stories that, you know, those of us that are living nowadays will not be able to do what our grandfathers and great-grandfathers did, which was oar and fish, you know, without no outboard. We're spoiled nowadays. A four-stroke outboard costs $10,000, let alone another $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for a boat. That's for a small one. You know, things come at a price nowadays. Even these four-stroke snow machines are $15,000. You know, nothing comes at a cheap price. And I feel sorry for our younger generation because they have no income where we did when commercial fishing was open 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And these younger generation are fortunate that they get summer youth training on the job, and where we have to have our parents sign a work permit for us and find a summer job. That's if we were lucky. And, the other thing I called about was state of Alaska is the first on the top of the list to review their CARES Act or COVID relief funding. So, you know, the federal government did not and was not, you know, paying when they mentioned that they will review. the COVID funds are more specifically geared towards this COVID relief for every tribal member. I wish none of the lawsuit that had gone on, you know, they shouldn't have pursued that, because we're in a special situation up here in Alaska where we have both a corporation and a tribe, two separate entities, where in the reservations, the reservations have, you know, all gaming money earning for every tribe down there, and it benefits the whole reservation. We don't have that kind of, things set up here where we can easily take out gaming and earn money for the tribal members. Where up here, the tribe provides social services and the corporation provides the economic needs. Good morning, Mai.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Good morning. We're going to go to Katie from ONC, right? Katie, thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, yes, good morning. Thank you for letting me call in.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
My name is Katie, and I'm calling from ONC. Just wanted to share that ONC will be hosting the Science and Culture Camp this summer, and our application is now open for any students in the Lower Kuskokwim School District who are in grades 9 through 12, including incoming ninth graders and seniors who graduated or who are graduating in the spring. The camp is free and will be taking place from July 22nd to August 1st, so that's this summer. And the camp will likely include both virtual and in-person activities, depending on local COVID-19 guidelines. And we will share more details as they are confirmed.
Okay. Now I remember.
Share a little bit more,
oh, I'm sorry.
If that's okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were concluding. It's okay. Keep going.
No, thank you.
My apologies.
The camp will include activities for students that will give exposure to fisheries and wildlife careers, and skills in biological sciences. And activities may include learning with local elders, going out on the river, fishing, berry picking, and harvesting local plants. There will also be time learning about both traditional and Western ways of monitoring and managing natural resources. And evening activities may include playing sports outdoors, learning about the stars, exploring the tundra or the river, and roasting s'mores by the fire. The Science and Culture Camp can also be taken for college credit through UAF for students who qualify. To learn more and to apply, students can visit the ONC Fisheries or Natural Resource Facebook pages, where information and an online application can be found, or people can contact the ONC Fisheries Department at 545-6001 for a paper application or for any questions. And applications will also be distributed to LKSD. And the deadline for applications will be April 30th.
Okay.
And go ahead, Diane, if you have any questions for me.
Oh, no. You know what? I remember now that you and I spoke the other day, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's all. I was just saying, now I know why this is all familiar to me and you. So this is a wonderful camp. So you, just to ask you a quick question, some of the students, if they're in villages, will remain in the village and access the camp. How many hours a day might they have to be on Zoom?
So we've been working with LKSD to be able to distribute like devices for the students. But at this point, we aren't entirely sure because of different COVID regulations and whatnot for how many hours we will do Zoom activities. But it could be anywhere from a few hours a day to maybe having students will send out any materials that they might need for other activities, like a magnifying glass or things like that, where they might be able to go outside and look at different things on their own.
And then bring it back.
and then bring it back and share on Zoom. But this is also being finalized, so I don't want to say anything for certain.
Okay, because if a student lives in a home without internet or without enough internet,
yes,
will they be able to access their local school internet? Like, will they be able to use the school? Is LKSD working with you on that? Or
yes,
is that still up in the air?
Yes. Yeah, we've been talking with about using the intranet,
mm-hmm,
so where a device will be shared with students that will have access, not to everything on the internet, but to be able to access Zoom to attend the camp.
And they can do that from home, and it won't cost,
yes,
their family something.
Correct.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, really good to know. All right. Well, thank you, Katie. That sounds like a wonderful camp, and you're planning it well in advance. And who knows, maybe things will be in a good place where there might be some face-to-face for everyone, maybe.
Yes, yeah, we can hope.
Okay, thank you very much. And you be sure to call us on Fridays if you want to give us reminders or if something changes or you finalize anything. Feel free to call and share.
Yes, we definitely will. Thank
All right.
you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we're going to go to Manny. Is that right? Where's Manny? Hi, Manny.
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
The Alaska Business Development Center.
Oh, yes. I know some people who are interested in what you're about to say. Is this about taxes?
Yeah, the tax people.
Yes.
yes. So, yeah, I'm calling in to let people know that filing their tax return this year is more important than ever. Because on your tax return, there is something you can claim called the recovery rebate credit if you did not get the economic impact payment and you qualified. So there's a little spot on there where you could put whether you got it or not, and if you didn't get it, they will send it to you when you file your tax return.
Now, why might someone not have gotten the rebate?
One of the requirements to get the first stimulus payment was to have filed your 2019 tax return. So if you didn't file your 2019 tax return, then you didn't qualify to get the stimulus. So, yeah, now's your chance. And I know some of our travel, we talked about this last time, but some of our travel last year was cut short to the communities because of COVID and all the restrictions and stuff. So some people may not have filed their tax return. So we wanted to let everybody know that we're here. We can help file 2019, 2020 tax returns. And you can reach us through our phone number, which is 907-562-0335, and also through our website at abdc.org.
I'm writing that down. Okay, yeah, thank you. Is it 562-0335?
Yep, 907-562-0335.
Okay, what a great offering this is. Really appreciate it. I'm going to be helping an elder. I'm actually helping an elder this weekend, so because she's going to mail in her documents for you all to do, right? That's another service you have?
Oh, awesome. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You mail in your stuff to us. We give you a call. You know, we got it. And then kind of work with you from there to make sure it gets completed.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yes, for sure. Good talking to you.
Okay. Thank you, Manny.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Our lines are open. Oh, we have Russ Slayton from Chilista calling in. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Dan. How's it going today?
Are you calling in place of Tom?
Yep. Tom's got the week off, so.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, replacement. Go ahead.
Hey, I heard Steve and Lexi talking earlier about, training and education opportunities for shareholders in the region and even out of the region. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention and everyone's attention that there's actually a Q&A with some Chilista Corporation interns. It's going to be at 1 o'clock today. We just posted that to the Chilista Corporation Facebook page. And the timeline for people to complete the application to for an internship is by next Friday, a week from today. So I wanted to just send that reminder out there. Go ahead and it up and see if there might be something for you if you're, you know, looking for an internship this summer as you're taking some classes or going to school.
And the Q&A today, is that Facebook Live at 1 o'clock? Or how do they access the Q&A?
There's a link in the information that I sent out, and it looks like it's under GoToMeeting.
Oh,
and you can
join
the meeting from your computer or smartphone, tablet.
Okay.
And there's also a phone number to call for people who may have internet that may be slower than usual. I mean,
okay.
Anyone from the region. There is a phone number for them to listen in from there. And that's in the post that I just shared from our Chilista HR page.
Okay. And this is to hear what it's like to be an intern from interns and ask questions and get some answers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be Lee Ripke and Regina Thurchik. They were both interned with Chilista. And Lee Ripke went from a Chilista internship to working with Na Holding, which is our real estate holding line. And Regina interned with Chilista, and she even had a chance to see the NASA contract that they had from there. So
what? The NASA? Wait. The NASA contract? What's that?
Yeah, there is. We have a whole story about it from last year, but with Chilista, a lot of it is aerospace and aviation related government contracts. And
wow.
Yeah, that was a more recent contract that Chilista had attained in the last couple of years.
Nice. Okay.
But
cool.
So I just wanted to bring that out there. But, there's also another reminder for shareholders overall about the fact that we have our upcoming spring distribution. And, you know, since the spring distribution is set to be to occur on or before April 14th, we just wanted to reach out to shareholders to update information either via mychilista.com or to set up their direct deposit, and they can set up their direct deposit by March 26th, basically the end of the month, to be able to receive their spring distribution via direct deposit.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, Russ. You've done a fine job taking Tom's place today.
And okay. Hope you enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Okay. All right. I think we're going to go to a quick 2-minute break. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline on 640, and I will hope to hear from you on the other side of the break. Thank you.
Have you received both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine? Has it been at least 2 weeks since your second dose? Starting March 1st, you can visit the YK Fitness Center. We are excited to be able to take this first step in returning to normal by opening the facility on a limited schedule to our vaccinated community members. Masks, social distancing, and other mitigation policies are still in place. Please visit ykfitness.org for details. This message sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Awatam takan kshaka tali challah katnau kshakat kuih pim kuskuk fim tu awatini tamagmak ah chakalagaruk. Tanlan godam challis kut kai nunat challak suku nuna akkih chungalagit su nunami challi jingu maluku nunam tni nrang naksarak nunamuk. Nasun ritnak kshit makunuk challan kuitau tuani. Tanlangold.com.
Changachit. Health coverage is important now more than ever. Enroll in Marketplace coverage now through May 15, 2021. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Local COVID-19 mandates in the community of Holy Cross prohibit trespassing of any kind on Deloitte Incorporated private land in Holy Cross, including but not limited to hunting, fishing, guides, and transporters. Signs will be posted. Non-shareholder trespassers will be prosecuted. Your cooperation and understanding is appreciated. A message from Deloitte Incorporated.
Everyone, welcome back. We're going to go right to a caller from Anchorage, Wilson Green. Hello, Wilson.
Hello, happy people.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that, man, it's really nice out over here. Lots of snow, though. And I know I was in Bethel last week, and there's lots of snow over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was in charge, but I'm just in charge of me. But if I was in charge in the Bethel area, I would actually request that the public works people, you know, plan ahead for spring, because you need to have a place to put all that snow instead of just piling it up and letting it melt and then clog up the tunnels and a lot of overflow problems. And they spend hours and hours of manpower and funds to saw out, you know, those culverts. And the majority of the problem comes from that big pile of snow they always pile up here and there and everywhere. Instead of bringing it to, you know, like the Boat Harbor or Hanger Lake or somewhere to melt on its own, push off to the side, you know.
Yeah.
Here in Anchorage, they have an awesome setup to where, you know, they have the ability and the equipment and the manpower all night long. You see them hauling piles of snow from the side of the road to low spots all over Anchorage. There's maybe 5 or 6 spots they drop what they call side dump loads of trucks of snow. You know, because they're planning ahead. They know it's going to melt and it has to go somewhere. You know, Bethel, my hometown, since I was a little kid, knee-high to grasshopper, there would always be those tunnel problems, and it's from all that pileup of snow.
Right.
Yeah, because they don't plan ahead. You know, I'm not talking bad about any of those public works people, but I'm just trying to suggest that, you know, you figure out where you can pile up all that snow, you know, and make Bethel a more easy place to live during meltdown. Because, you know, that's, you know, over by my mom's, and always that culvert right there, it actually needs to be replaced. But whose responsibility is that? Asha or, you know, or City of Bethel? I have no idea, but no one wants to claim responsibility. So the water just piles up over there. I put down dirt for my mom, so at least, you know, it'll stay somewhat dry so you can still get in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, culverts, you know, they don't do nothing about the snow that floods neighbor driveways and stuff. Anyway, that one, I never complained about back home in a long time. Anyway, maybe I'm almost coming back to myself.
Yeah, you sound good.
I had, you know, like for the past maybe 2 months or so, I've been having pain in my rib, underneath my ribs on my left side.
Oh. Yeah.
And I went to the hospital when it initially started, and they gave me some kind of nasal drip, and they said maybe it's, you know, causing you to sneeze and cough, and your ribs are hurt now, your tissue is damaged or whatever, stressed.
Oh.
And that didn't work. 2 weeks later, I, you know, went back up there, and they gave me some over at AMC.
Mm-hmm.
My provider, which I had to call, since I'm living here in Anchorage, I had to call that 729-1800 and request a provider since I'm from Bethel. But now I have my own provider. And anyway, I made an appointment with my provider, and they gave me some kind of anti-inflammatory, because they were thinking, man, the pain is still there after a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to figure out how to reduce the inflammation around underneath the tissue around your ribs. So they gave me a 10-day dose, and the pain subsided. It was still there, but, you know, I could sneeze and cough, and that was good.
Okay,
but
good.
The medication finished, and then the pain came back. But from the initial visit, I was requesting an MRI, or because they did an X-ray. And that's just to look at the bones, and I have no fractures, but the pain is like a broken rib.
Oh, that sounds really tough,
and,
but much better. And we only have a few seconds left, but
okay.
Go ahead.
If you're living here in Anchorage, there's nothing wrong with you asking your provider and demanding your provider for a more thorough exam. And I requested an MRI, and I got one the other day, localizing in my chest area. You have to take control of your health, or from these providers, whether it's YK or AMC, or you're going to die. That's they just band-aid everything at YK and band-aid everything here in AMC. You're going to die.
Yeah,
so
we okay.
Take charge.
All right.
That's my encouragement to the people of the YK Delta. Take charge of your.
I'm glad you did.
Bye.
All right. Bye. We're going to go to our next caller, Alice Crow. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Can you hear me, Diane?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Everyone, I'm calling from Spinard. I'm Alice Crow from Louthtown. I have like five things I want to say, and forgive me, I'm going to be somebody that goes on and on, but my comments are very organized and I hope very clear, and my intent is to let folks know the good changes and improvements that are going on at ONC, our tribe, our Bethel tribe. So my five comments, just so people can keep track, are the good changes, like I said, and improvements, our enrollment and membership rights, our upcoming annual membership meeting, CARES relief, federal funding, and equal access to programs and services. And this continues what Stephen Alexei had already said. And number five, the call to action. So it's going to be a little long, and forgive me if you have to roll your eyes, but I want everyone to know what's going on. Is that okay, Diane?
No, you do what you need to do. You're fine. Go ahead.
So there's, and I'm going to read because I want to make sure that I cover everything. There's important changes and improvements underway at ONC under the strong leadership of the Honorable Chair Henry Hunter Sr. I'm asking people to please join us to thank him for his statesmanship, for his guidance, and for showing his deep care for all people, and for making a path to ensure our continuance as a unified tribe who work together for the betterment of all of us, no matter what we look like, no matter where we live, like my classmate Wilson, or the circumstances we find ourselves in. With his leadership, we are all ONC. Now, good change, we know it's possible when people come together to admit alarming differences that are tearing at us, and threaten to tear us apart. We are losing too many people to early and tragic death and despair. So a bunch of us women decided we intend to face tough situations with dignity and conviction for the good of all tribal people with ties to beautiful downtown Bethel, even those of us raised across the slough when we proudly called Louthtown our neighborhood as kids. We come together for the rivers and the sloughs of our being, the abundant tundra and the clean air that also sustain us, the fish, birds, berries, delicious, strengthening water and land beings return to us to feed our souls and our ability to smile openly with contented joy. We come together as strong Yupik women because there's lots of tough and good reasons people are not living safely at home anymore, including too many kids, young adults, experienced adults, the sick, and the older people. Too many people are fostered, jailed, in assisted living, hospitalized, in treatment, awaiting treatment, shelterless, ran away, sex trafficked, left alone, outside. Too many made it out of tough situations for a safer place to live, to be their true selves and raise a family if they choose. Some left for love, to pursue education and training, military service for good jobs in their expert areas, government and civil service, university, housing development, education, medical and dental services, entrepreneurship, business operations and accounting, arts and curation, energy industry and piloting job, cashiering and hospitality. The list goes on and on. They work, we work in support of all of us. Some we ran off. Some we don't welcome back. Some forget we are here for them. We as strong Yupik women are coming together for our individual and collective cultural, physical, mental, social, spiritual, and economic well-being and the viable continuance of ONC as a tribe across current and future coming generations. We come together to advance good solutions for pressing concerns affecting the safety and well-being of all of us, including kids and older people and all of us living in between. Agurumut. We fix tough stuff by working together to make a plan to get things done. Among the changes is advocate Margie Gwynne Cormandy, who Chair Hunter seated as a non-elected citizen representative on the new ONC Tribal Law Review and Revision Committee. Most of you know, but Margie is born in Bethel to Mama Nora and Papa Charlie Gwynne. She is a wife, mother, and granny living in Canada. Margie is a good listener with a clear head on her shoulders. And like her beloved mother, she is a strong Yupik woman who cares deeply. She's a firm consensus builder. She knows process and self-governance. I ask you please to reach out to her with your ideas, issues, and questions by email to weareonc@gmail.com or by phone at 867-994-266. And I'll repeat these at the end.
Wait, let me... Alice,
I'll finish it up at the end because this is a lot. Number two, enrollment and membership rights. It's time to admit openly that we belong. We are ONC. We might live in Bethel or among the YK villages, somewhere else in Alaska, outside and even outside of the U.S. We all belong and are called upon to stay together and draw back those who've been left out or left behind together in unity. And now the tough thing, I want to talk about blood quantum. We hear as far back as when ONC started in 1983, when my oldest child was born, some ONC council members inappropriately exercised their elected authority to at times mistakenly deny membership to lineal descendants of original ONC members based on an applied standard of one-quarter blood quantum. This means some children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of original ONC members have been mistakenly denied membership for years and decades, depending on the personally held presidential views of, somebody is texting me, sorry, and whims of seated counselors. This included my youngest four granddaughters.
Well, yes, so right now, Alice, it's past the 5 minutes, but we don't have any other callers right now, so if you could move toward wrapping up.
Time.
I'm sorry? So if you want to go ahead and try to wrap up,
okay, so
that'd be great.
The upshot is this. If you've been denied because somebody told you that you're one quarter, that you're 100% Custer's blood, that you're full-blood Caucasian, that you're watered down, that you're milked down, no, that's against the law, tribal law, and U.S. law. contact ONC. If you've been left out, call ONC. If you're mixed, if you have blonde hair, if you have green hair, if you have mismatched eyes, call ONC, okay? There's an annual membership meeting coming up. There's a lot of questions at hand. Get involved. We will be sending out more information. If you've been denied CARES funding, if some people got a whole bunch, some people got nothing, some people like me got somewhere in between, call ONC and figure out how they're going to make this right. Think about, ask them to tell you what's available and how they're going to fix that up. Okay, so to be brief, and we'll get more information out, get involved, be involved. If you're not involved, if you're not enrolled, get that going. Let them get that straightened out. Get involved in the ONC meeting. Spread the word and know that a small portion of us are only going to be invited to vote. Okay. So our, this is to wrap it up.
Kind of, yeah, sorry about that.
Not going to be counted.
Yeah, we have another caller, so.
Yes, and I appreciate that. I always roll my eyes at people who talk too long, and so it's good for me to know how it feels on this end. So this
okay.
is really important.
We'll it is important. Touch. You're right.
Yes, and Henry Hunter is our spokesperson, and we respect him very much, and I urge people to get a hold of him. He's very aware of the concerns and the details of questions that we are asking, so.
Good.
That's the upshot. Thank you so much.
All right, Alice. It sounds like you were very prepared, which helps. So good
I
for you.
I am very prepared, and I want people to know that this is not me mouthing off. This is me saying there's a lot of things going on, and we need to work on it to make it better for all of us.
Yes.
Even when it's confusing and it's hurtful.
You're representing some really important things, so I'm glad you called.
I'm representing myself and all the people who have loved me and who I love, even if I don't live in Bethel, and all the people who have been told they don't belong. We all belong.
Yeah.
And that Across the Slough talk, starting with S and ending with T, needs to stop.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. Feel free to call again in the future.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
And now I know there's a 5-minute limit. I will talk faster.
You'll be even more prepared.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
Bye.
Very much. Brianna.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to go to Noah from Tuluksac. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning.
You are on the air, and you might need to turn your radio down.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
She did a real good show. Issues, covering the issues.
She did, yes.
Yes, and she took all the, whatever I was going to say, that which is good, in order to have a unity. We're weak because of we're divided in units and regions. That's what makes us weak. If you want to unite the 56 villages, when I was in the ABCP meeting, I might have mentioned that we should join United Nations with resolutions, even though that we can't vote. The issues can go to United Nations, and it can fight United States as well. That's what I see.
Oh, wow.
In order to keep peace in the world, United Nations is there. Mm. Always.
Mm.
Humanity. Speaking of humanity, poor people in Africa are starving and got caught with a deadly virus along with UK. And I mentioned that these little kids should be, the scientists should look for a vaccine to distribute it to the younger generations, which are our future leaders in the future. That's what I wanted to address for now. Thank you for taking my call, and have a nice day.
Thank you, Noah.
All
I'm
right.
glad you called.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go to Joe from Bethel. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane and everybody out here in Bethel. I just want to ditto what Alice and those people, my cousin Margie, are saying, and putting out there for the rest of our people.
Hmm.
I just want to say ditto. It's our rights. It's our roots. It's where we're from. And not about the native quantum to be eligible, because eventually there's going to be no more ONC tribal members if they continue to go the route that they've been. And I'm sure they're going to get it fixed, but ditto. Thanks, Alice. Thank you, Cousin Margie. Love you guys. And everybody in Bethel, be safe. Take care of each other.
All right. Thanks, Joe. I'm glad you
called.
Thank
you.
All right. Okay. So we have I think Ewan. Ewan from Tuluksac?
Okay.
Is that right? Yeah. Go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, I'm calling from Tuluksac. I usually talk in Yupik. I'm not really good at English, but I'll try my best.
You're sounding good right now.
Yeah. Some are stuck in Bethel. That has a car, and some can't go out. You should wait, hold on. I'm going to be like greeters. They should greet the road. I know there's a village instead or shop there. I shop whatever I need, what I need. That's economy. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ewan, for calling. We all got that. All right, so our lines are open. So if you want to sneak a quick call in, you can at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call our 800 number, 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And I'll read your emails over the air. You can be anonymous for your emails and your calls. And this is a show where people can share all kinds of things, as you've heard in our first almost hour here. And it's a good platform to get messages out that you want to get out. And if you're kind of shy, you don't have to say your name. And I also wanted to mention, I think people may know that the University of Alaska Fairbanks, every year they have what they call a meritorious award. And that's a very prestigious award that goes to someone who's contributed to the university statewide. And this year they selected Esther Green, who participates in numerous university programs as sort of a resident elder. And KYUK did a story on that. So you can look up kyuk.org and scroll down and find the little story about Esther winning this award. All right, we're going to go to Edward in at Mulflook.
Hey, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Watching the idigra.com. Them two guys, Muscles from Cusco, they're doing pretty good. I'm happy for them.
I know.
Man, they're fast.
What is what are you seeing recently? Like, do you know who's in the lead? And
Dallas. I mean, that's Dallas. I don't know. But I'm watching them two only. I'm not worried about the top guys. I see how they're running. I watched them from McGrath. They took off together, right?
Yeah.
Then the next checkpoint, I see, the slower one takes off first. The faster one stays behind. Then 2 minutes. You know how these races are 2 minutes apart? Then he takes off the faster one. Then he catches up to the slower one. Then he runs behind him and gets to the next checkpoint. And then I like how they're running, the teamwork, like, the brothers. You see what I'm talking? Like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Really teamwork. Lots of fun watching them. Okay, that's it. Just wanted to say that them two boys are, I mean, them two men are doing good.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
They're doing really good.
Great.
Just wanted to tell you people.
I'm glad you called in, Edward. We love hearing stuff like that. Thank
good
you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Goodbye.
Okay, let me check with the producer back in the booth, Grady. Are we going to go to a short break or we're going to take a call instead? Looks like we might be taking a call. It's very cold today, but it looks like tomorrow is going to warm up above zero. Oh, we're going to go to Wassily. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Wassily from Nebraska.
Oh, good. Hello.
Yeah, talking about the dongle or the hospital. As you all know, our health care as American Indians in Law 48 are free under the trust responsibility by the Act of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to receive free hospital care, we have to be registered at the local native hospital. Lives across in Alaska, wherever we settle to, we must be registered at its local hospital for the native. If we have not been registered and we end up in a hospital for an emergency reason, we will be billed. And for this reason, a few years back, I wrote a resolution to the AFN, which was to compile all registered native in Alaska by a digital computer so to avoid bills. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but this resolution was not put forward for the AFN delegates to act upon it. And there still might be problems, people, Alaska Natives, going out there and still be billed. And talking about the regional tribal government, there was something I saw in Kodiak, which provides, as usual, free health care and travel. And further, they pay for the taxi in its city for Natives to go to the hospital and to go back to their homes, which we don't have in Bethel, right?
Right.
And where does this money come from? I believe there are resources, resource development in Kodiak for revenues its tribal government receives on impact policy for development. I do understand what Jalissa is trying to do on regional tribal government for the impacted region on development such as Donald. If developed, the greater needs of the region will be first served. There is nothing wrong with it. That is how impacted development policy works. So it is important to document regional area villages before the development on Donald Gold Mine. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. So I think now we're going to go to a short break. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline on KYUK, and we'll hear from you in a couple minutes. Thank you.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Learning to control your diabetes is challenging. What to eat or drink, how to be more physically active, and how to use medications. All of this can reduce your risk of serious complications like blindness, stroke, and lower limb amputations. There are services in your community to help you learn new skills to manage your diabetes. Visit diabetes.alaska.gov or call 543-6133. A message from the Department of Health and Social Services Diabetes Prevention Program.
Yuchten kanam chinikni chugni yugnauten unakumi apadami atakumi su kasatun kanam chitkingathun khwani kiwayuki 6:40 a.m. mani mamtirishmi.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you, and on Sunday mornings we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Hello, I'm Lyman Hoffman from Bethel, Alaska. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Welcome back. I think we have a caller waiting. It's Stephen Alexi from Nebraska. Go ahead, Stephen. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, around 2 earlier, I forgot to mention, you know, thoughts and prayers going out to the village of Chivac as they're looking for those two men after that big fire of their old school.
Yes, yes.
So,
wow.
You know, thoughts and prayers going to them. You know, Chivac's a big village. And then just want to thank the Pyramid crew, Mark Larry and them, for being on, you know, the river, plowing and grading. You know, this is the most snow we've seen probably in the last 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And just want to thank them. And if you guys see them passing, big wave at them, you know, and smile at them. And, you know, they're doing a big service all the way to, you know, the mouth of Johnson all the way up to Turuksak. I don't know if they made it to Kalskagit, as there was open water that crossed the entire river. So if they could do an update too, I'd appreciate it. Good morning. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So our lines are open. So if you want to call, you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also try our 800 line, 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and I will read your email over the air. You can be anonymous for your calls or your emails, and our lines are open now. I think I have a email. Let's see. This is from Alice Crow, and she wanted to say, please let KYUK listeners know Margie's number is 867-992-4266. And that email again, if you're interested in learning more or giving some ideas to some of what Alice Crow spoke about earlier on the call, you can email weronc@gmail.com. Or if you're just curious and want to learn more, you can send them an email and they'll send you some more information back. So we're going to go to Bob from Bethel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Diane.
Yes?
I want to restate what I have said previously on Talkline, and that is my gratitude for what YKHC has done with COVID and actually the other services that they've provided over the years. I think we tend to take this hospital for granted sometimes because it's been here forever. And we really have better service here, I think, than in most of rural America. So I think we need to appreciate that. And they have some failings, of course, but their professional services over the years, I think, have been really excellent. And they deserve some recognition for that. The other thing is that I heard this morning about a search and rescue effort, and I think someone died. I didn't hear the whole story completely, but apparently there were people in the seacoast who got caught by a blizzard, and someone didn't survive that, and other people were rescued. Like I said, I didn't get the whole story, but again, it occurs to me that anyone going out anywhere these days really has an obligation to have some sort of signaling device. For years, actually decades now, I've had a personal locator beacon, and they've become smaller and cheaper over the years. You can buy one for about $250. ACR, I think, makes probably the best unit, but there are several on the market. And for that, the battery will last at least 5 years. They will actually last longer than that, but they're rated for 5 years. You register them with NOAA, and if you get in trouble, you pull a latch on the PLB, and within a few minutes, rescuers know who you are, where you are within a few yards, and can come and get you. The people who go out and have no signaling device these days are putting not only themselves in peril, but maybe even more importantly, putting rescuers in peril. And that's really unfair. So just urge everyone who goes out around here or anywhere, really, to buy a PLB or an InReach. InReach is similar to this. The problem with InReach, in my opinion, is that it's a subscription service. There's a monthly fee for it. The PLBs are registered with the government, and there is no fee for that. So, and I would hope the Bethel Search and Rescue people would promote that. I haven't really heard them really say much about it. And finally, okay. We had another power outage here this past week. It knocked off our main heating stove.
Oh.
It wasn't out for a long period of time, but we've had this consistently poor reliability in the last few years with AVEC, and this really has to stop. In our case, the stove apparently was not damaged, but it was offline, and if we had not been here, then the house would have gone cold and perhaps was subsequent damage because of that. We just need better service from AVEC. I don't know what their problem is, but one of the things that we could do is re-regulate them. Many years ago, they asked the members to vote to disaffiliate with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. So there is no state oversight for this utility, and I think it's time that there was state oversight because they simply haven't been reliable, and someone needs to bring them to account for that. Anyway, thanks for the opportunity to comment, and another shout-out to YKHC for all of the services they provide, and, of course, for the taxpayers of the United States who basically subsidize all of that. You take care. Have a nice weekend, and don't get lost in the snowdrift.
I know.
Without a PLB.
Thank you, Bob, for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right. I just have to correct a phone number that I gave out. Alice Crow had called in earlier and ran through a number of really important issues. And if you want to learn more about those issues that she brought up, you can email weareonc@gmail.com. And she sent me an email with an updated phone number. You can call Margie at 867-993-4266. There was a minor error in the number I read earlier, so glad to have that corrected. And we're going to go to Cesari from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning. I guess Bob is how to be employee like KHC, he's supporting so much there. They're doing a good job, but it's not that perfect job. There's lots of runaways, and I know it my fox because I've been patient them, and when I come in with my knee injury, they say I have arthritis. When I deny the arthritis, they say they not come because I twist my leg. They send me to another provider. They said it and charge my insurance. What they sending me letter, and I still have, I mean, my record. How I injured my shoulder, to charge them $3,700 for it. If that is a beautiful work with people, that is nonsense. Another time I have food poison, I get infection, really have heavy infection, my bladder and kidney and everything go down. And the good doctor, Lady Young, prescribed me antibiotics, supposed to work perfectly. Pharmacist changed it to different one, and infection never go away. And I get a referral, I get myself to Providence, and they give me exactly same what the doctor lady gave me, and my infection go away. You know, if you want more and more, I don't want to waste all my time with the scrutiny. But they're not that perfect. And there's lots of good ones, but lots of bad ones. The most what bother me, running a decision for school are open for the kids. They don't want the kids in this educated, I guess. They try to deny the lady what they're running that decision and pulling out from the YKHC. She don't have kids, no family. She don't have no idea how hurting the kids. You know, sending an open full-time kids. This old generation be waste. I guess for YKHC, even to be healthy, I'm okay, but I like improve my health. And the segregated, no, you're going to get vaccination or you'll be not healthy and you die because they're refusing to open me a swimming pool or exercise. On the unemployee have staff never been vaccinated and denied the vaccination, but from outsiders, they're scared to force them for it. And that is true because the people come to my shop and I talk to them and they're not getting vaccination and they don't force them. But in the locally, you don't go to work up to improve your health. And they wanted you back to them to, if you get diabetes or obesity or heart problem, you go to them. They fix you up for sure, right? You have to work on your own, mm-hmm. and depending on your own. Mm-hmm. This is what they're showing to you, and what they do to you, you know, have no idea. These days, we don't have any death or injury or something. Everything what they die is from COVID. We don't have die from cancer or flu or pneumonia. Always COVID. More money for them. And when you try to get healthy, they lock you up and they say, no, you don't get the facility what I'm taxpayer paying for. And if you turn up for the YKC good things. I've been here for 40 years, and I tell you, I make a book story, 100 pages books, what the scrutiny was. Maybe it's approval. I hope it's approval. This day I try to stay away, but they try to deny help to me to use facility what is designed for people who to improve themselves with their physical fitness. That's what I'm saying, you know, is sometimes people is also wonderful doing, but there is not not that what we always talking about. Just open the eyes and look around you. Because if you go over there, I've been over there impatient, and I heard people coming and screaming on the provider because there is misleading. The people dying because it's misleading. The people getting progress with the sickness, really sickness. They're not provide that because they cover up with the COVID. I hope good doctors that try to do it, but their ability to do it is determined by the staff in there, the heavy top staff. Because over the years, I heard many providers been leaving because they've been forcing to not complete recovery the patient, be sure they come back and bring the money back to the, and I have the names in there. But they don't want to talk anything about that.
Okay.
Beautiful weather, tomorrow big storm. Be careful when you go fishing because maybe you not come back.
No, people are coming back. Thank you, Cesari. We're going to go ahead on.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, bye. Glad you called. All right, we're going to go to Wilson from Anchorage. Good morning, Wilson.
Round two.
You
took my call back again. And it was nice to hear from Alice, Loudtownville. That's my neighborhood. Even as a kid, I remember trying to take charge of my neighborhood, and those were fun days. Anyway, about ONC's annual meetings you mentioned coming up, I think it's near the 21st or 23rd or something like that. It'd be nice to get some kind of flyer, for those ONC members who are out of Bethel. If I was marking that crew, I would get the little postcard flyers for the outsiders and say, hey, just a reminder, we have our annual meeting coming up on this date, so we can actually make some kind of plan to try to be there. Local people, they can get their regular letters in the mail and, stuff like that. That blood quantum thing is a concern. Actual members who are born into the tribe and are registered, when they die, it seemed like they should automatically be, when the request is made for help, they should automatically be given the, the family support from ONC as a member. I have to go through this spill about why weren't they living in Bethel and why, blah, 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 blah. It goes on. And then you have to go through to regional corporation in Anchorage, and then you get denied and all that kind of stuff. I'm still getting, dealing with the costs and stuff, because dying sometimes seems like costs more money than being alive.
Wow.
I ran into someone at the airport was dropping off a casket, a really nice metal casket. And next week, I'll figure out a way to get your number out there, because $1,000 for an actual casket metal, and it comes in different colors and it's padded inside like a regular coffin. And then ONC goes to, this one person, $1,200 or so, $1,150 or whatever. And it's a wooden small, small toe pincher. That's what they call them in the casket industry, toe pinchers, for a wooden one.
Huh.
But this guy was dropping off a metal regular casket and the retail cost was $1,000. And I was saying, holy cow, if some people want to go that route, I never heard of this outfit before out of Wasilla, I guess. Yeah, but anyway, I'll have that number next week. And members, should be automatically assisted if the family of that deceased requests for help, because when it comes to death and the cost, people are not going to lie saying I need help. They're not.
Right.
I was able to borrow from my friend, because the money generated from donations was about $5,000. The the cremation for my services for my daughter was
and then,
almost
Wilson,
4,000.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to probably start to wrap up. My little timer is going to go off here in a second.
Okay. But yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I think, you know, as a my daughter being an ONC member and she passed on,
mm-hmm.
family should it should be easier to get the assistance they need instead of having to go through all this red tape, you know. I'm still
yeah.
digging up a disapproval letter or denial letter from Cook Inlet mm-hmm. to present to ONC, but maybe they'll help after I find that. I might have to go Cook Inlet and ask for a copy because, yeah, do what you can to help your people. If you're an ONC member, I hope, you know, the best for you and the support you get from ONC. You know, I'm glad to be a part of ONC. You guys enjoy your 15 minutes part of the show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Wilson, for calling. We're going to go to Stacy from the Fitness Center. Good morning, Stacy.
Hi, Dan. How's it going?
All right.
I just got out of teaching water aerobics classes, and I wanted to call and remind everybody that we do have group fitness classes going on here at the Fitness Center.
Okay. And I love that. Good.
And remind everybody that we're open Monday through Saturday. You do have to have that vaccination, but we're very excited that more and more folks are getting vaccinated and coming on by. And it's giving us the opportunity to do some hiring. So we are hiring for our great team over here and have some immediate openings for facility attendants, for certified lifeguards, for group fitness instructors so we can have more classes, as well as for swim instructors for when we can get those swimming classes going back on. And I've got a lifeguard training class coming up. We had it on the schedule to start this weekend, but we're going to push it back a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start on March 21st, and it'll go 3 Sundays in a row from 1 to 8, and it is a free training. So if anybody's interested in becoming a lifeguard, we're offering, it's usually a $200, $300 training. We are offering it for free with some support that we get from the Red Cross.
Nice.
And if anybody has any questions about any of that, everything is on our website at ykfitness.org, or they can give us a call at 543-0390.
What are your hours Monday through Saturday?
So the weekdays, we're open from 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. The pool closes at 8:30, and the pool is also closed in the afternoons from 10 to 3:30.
Oh, it's just the pool that's closed?
Just the pool that's closed during that time.
Yep. Okay.
We've got a couple of short closures for the fitness area so we can do some cleaning, but the fitness areas are open most of the day. The afternoons were usually families and the school kids come over for the pool, so for right now, until we can get those groups back in, we've got the pool closed in the afternoon.
Okay, and what is it that the fitness center needs to see in order to allow people who are not vaccinated to come in?
We've got to see the numbers get down and stay down. We were getting excited, but unfortunately the numbers are going back up again.
Right. Okay. And do you have a like how many per 100,000? Like, I think we're at 20 something per 100,000.
Yep, we're following the guidelines that were put out by YKHC.
Okay.
And there's several criteria in there, but we want to get into that yellow zone.
Yes, okay.
Once we can get the community into that yellow zone, we can get it opened up for everybody.
Now, I think the yellow zone is, I think, around 5 per 100,000.
It's pretty low,
yeah. Okay. There's a lot of, like, buzz about that, like,
yeah,
only
we were
vaccinated
so excited
people.
That it was going down. I was really hopeful, but it's looking like it's going up again, so.
Right. I think it was more like, you know, some people questioning why do only vaccinated people get to go to the fitness center? Why can't it be open to children and people who are not vaccinated?
And we want to get open as soon as we
can. Of course,
yeah. We have to make sure it's going to be safe.
True, yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's good to hear from you because I think people did kind of have some wondering, so now there's a little more clarity.
And if they have any questions, just give us a call. And, of course, everything, all of our info is up on the website.
Perfect, all right. Thank you,
Stacey. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right, we're going to go to Mark with an ice road update. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to say good morning to Mason and Rainier and Cody and Aniak and to Steve and Alexi. And I agree with Wilson. Good to hear Alice Grove from a long time.
Yeah.
So, Ice Road Report, yeah, I also needed to thank KYUK. They really stepped up their updating on the Ice Road, Julia, Jimmy, and her crew. We appreciate that because, especially on the time of the year we're coming up on, you know, conditions change so fast, and this weather keeps beating us down. We spent Tuesday and Wednesday back-to-back 14-hour days plowing to Nunup and Gasigluk, and then blizzard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're plowing today, and there's a blizzard warning for tomorrow. So we please, please caution people to check the weather forecast, and if it's bum out, don't go. Don't go. We're this morning we're on our way upriver. We spent part of yesterday rerouting the road in the Akichuk Channel. There's been a lot of overflow. Kuisluk side too, Kuskokwak. What we're seeing is all this snow, the weight of the snow. And the ice is pretty thick, but the weight of the snow, and this is the time of the year the river reaches its lowest water level. We're seeing a lot of cracking in the ice and water coming out, overflow all over under the snow and seeping into the road and causing trouble for travelers when it gets exposed to the air and it starts to freeze. You know, this morning it was, 18 below.
Yeah.
So we did reroute the road to Akichuk and Kuisluk. We're working this morning to make it wider. But, you know, we don't call it a road until it's at least two lanes wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to work our way on up to Kalskag, hopefully reach up there late this evening. We'll be providing updates as different parts of the road get opened up. And again, KYK has been really good about reporting it. One thing we are doing differently today as we start to turn our thoughts towards spring is we're remeasuring the ice all the way so that we can start helping out with the breakup forecast. The ice road crews, Kalskag and Aniak, been reporting, you know, 40 to 50 inches of ice and lots of snow. So things to think about as we go towards spring breakup. So far this morning, we've been seeing in the Bethel area ice 3 feet to 40 inches. We'll see. We'll see as we go on up the river. But that's all I had for this morning. Everybody enjoy. Today's a nice day, but be careful tomorrow if the weather's bad. We're going to be far away upriver, and we won't be able to come help if people get stranded out there, if it's blowing and drifting. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for calling in. I know people really appreciate hearing about the ice road, especially this time of year when things are starting to change and weather is going up and down. So, really,
yeah,
thank you, Mark.
And we really enjoy seeing everybody out on the river, and so many different reasons, you know.
Yeah.
Just families. And we saw one guy the other day with 5 cases of diapers in the back of his truck. And he said, yep, that's why we do this.
Diapers, a good reason, yes.
Necessity.
Thank you. All right, I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone, well, that's Talk Lines. We're going to finish up for today and wish you all a really nice weekend and hope to hear from you next Friday at 10 o'clock. There'll be a replay of today's show tonight from 7 to 8:30. All right, have a great afternoon.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
I'm Sophie Swope from Bethel, Alaska. You're listening to